Last week, new Navajo Nation President Boo Nigrin followed through on a campaign promise to lift the mask mandate on the reservation, where it had been in place for nearly 3 years. The Navajo Nation was one of the hardest-hit places in the country during the worst parts of the pandemic, and to get it under control, former President Jonathan Nez clamped down hard, from lockdowns to curfews and mask mandates, as well as an aggressive vaccination campaign. The Navajo government turned things around, becoming something of a pandemic success story. But when it was time to elect a new president of the nation, the country's largest reservation, Nez lost to a businessman who made lifting mask mandates part of his campaign. I spoke more about all of this with Arlisa Bacenti, Indigenous Affairs reporter for the Arizona Republic, beginning with what it was like to cover the pandemic on the Navajo Nation as they lost so many lives.
The Navajo had formed a group along with the Navajo Area Indian Health Services, other healthcare providers, the Department of Health for the Navajo Nation, the Navajo Epidemiology Center. Mm-hmm. And they started this group maybe 2 or 3 weeks before we had our first case. And our first cases that hit the Navajo Nation was in a little community called Chilchimbito, which isn't too far from Kianta, Arizona. Mm-hmm. And that was in March 16, 2020. Mm. And so this group was to just kind of get ready for what was going to happen. I remember being in those meetings and thinking, okay, we have this under control, whatever is going to happen. And in my mind, I'm thinking, this is not going to hit Navajo Nation because we are so far apart from one another that it won't hit us that hard. But then you realize we have multi-generational homes and we have grandmas and grandpas and mothers and young children all living in one home. And that is what happened when people live in these little multi-generational homes, but yet they go off to Navajo Nation for work or for school and they bring that back. And so that's when it started. And from then on, the first cases, I remember always reporting the numbers every day when a new number set came out, and it wouldn't stop. And I didn't know when the end would be for these numbers, for me to stop reporting these numbers. Wow. And then we saw the deaths. And it was sad to see how many deaths were happening. In the first 10 months of COVID, we had lost the first 1,000 Navajo relatives to COVID, the Wow. first 10 months. And just this year alone, from January 2021 to January 2023, is when the new numbers came out and we lost the second 1,000. So we have like 2,009 people who have died from COVID as of January 9th. And my beat was basically trying to get the information out of what the government's response was. We had weekend closures on the Navajo Nation, daily curfews, and then came the mask mandates in April 2020. And those stayed mm-hmm. until recently.
Can you tell us what the other side of that was? Like as the Nez administration sort of clamped down and put in pretty tough mitigation tactics, they were able to really turn things around. But I'm sure that also really changed life on the Navajo Nation.
Oh, yeah, it did. They really did. Because at the beginning, President Nez, he surrounded himself with public health officials. He listened to what was being said. And he always says, we're listening to the science. And he also brought in the Department of Public Safety to ensure that these curfews and these weekend closures were put in place, that people were abiding by it. Now, that really changed a lot on the Navajo Nation, obviously, because you couldn't go in and out as much as you would like. The tourism on Navajo Nation brings in a lot of revenue, especially the gaming, like the casinos.
Yeah.
They had to shut down. The businesses were shut down for, I think, over a year before they were reopened. But gradually, everything was reopening gradually. It was never just like, okay, we're going to reopen. He made sure to look at the numbers. He made sure to speak with the public health officials. And it was a gradual thing, and people were getting upset about it. So the economy, we already had a big hit from NGS, our Navajo Generating Station, closing. Mm-hmm. So losing money from tourism was another hit. And I remember when his last town hall, he's like, all of my strict mandates and everything as such, I wonder if that's what caused me to lose this election. But you know what? I wouldn't have done it any other way because I want to save lives. Mm-hmm. So that was the whole thing for him.
Yeah. So let me ask you about the campaign and how the mitigation tactics that Nez took on affected things. Like, you had Bu Nygren coming in and campaigning on a lot of issues, but one of them was removing this mask mandate, which he said he would do early on in his administration, and now he has done. It sounds like there was sort of a feeling on the Navajo Nation that this needed to happen, that these mitigation tactics were too tight at this point.
Yeah. Well, he did say that in April 2022, when he announced his presidency, that the Navajo Nation had to open up 100%. And he meant by lifting the mask mandates. Mm-hmm. And he said throughout that whole time of campaigning, people would come up to him and talk about the services that weren't available to them. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of vague when he said services on the Navajo Nation have to, you know, open up and people need to get back to work. And that's why I want the mask mandates to be lifted. Mm-hmm. Services have always been there. I really don't know. Maybe they weren't as strong as they were before the pandemic. But, you know, services were there and people did take, they were insulted by that. Mm-hmm. And so when it comes to the election, I think people already knew that this was going to happen because he did say it at the beginning. But I don't think they thought it was going to happen this quickly, like just the first week of him being in office. But then there are people out there, you know, I looked on Facebook and I saw at Twin Arrows Navajo Casino near Flagstaff when they said mask mandates have been lifted. I see all these comments saying, finally, I'm going to book my weekend there. Mm. And then there's other comments from other people on the other side of the spectrum, like less than 100 days in office and no, we're going backwards because of Nygren's lift.
Hmm. So it sounds like the removal of the mask mandate, while it might have gotten him a good number of votes during this election, is still controversial on the Navajo Nation.
Yes, especially among the Navajos who, you know, went out of their way to help their Navajo people when they would take supplies and food to people. And then there's also people who are worried about the elders because, you know, elders were most of the casualties at the first go because they're so vulnerable.
So going forward, what has President Nygren said he will do about if there's a resurgence or how he might handle the kinds of concerns that people have about lifting these tactics after the community was, as you said, hit so hard?
That's something that is a big question for me as well. So today he gave his State of the Navajo Nation address, and he did say basically what I just said about why he did it, but he didn't say anything else. Like, there's no data behind it. And I think people are used to getting that data and having a plan of what's going to happen, of how to protect the citizens. And that isn't happening right now with President Nygren, and that's what they're wanting and expecting.
All right. We'll have to leave it there. That is Arlisa Bacenti, Indigenous Affairs reporter for the Arizona Republic, joining us with the latest on what's happening on the Navajo Nation. Arlisa, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for your reporting on this. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.